That's right. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is a thirsty Thursday. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We got some
folks in the house already now. This spot's going to be live. We're at 99 and 59. If you can't find this Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah, it's got problems, all right? Come on out and hang out with us. It's a great spot. They got us set up like we're on stage over here, man. The setup is right. Big shout out to our promo squad and everybody that's – and my man Matt engineering this thing for setting us up. Bud Light is obviously the company, the brand that makes this happen. And let me tell you what, man, they do it right. We got two pairs, not one. We got two pairs of tickets for Sunday's game, Texans-Bills. I'll argue this is the biggest game in the D'Amico Ryans era Texans. I know it's been a short year and a couple of games, but I think this is a big one here, folks. Two pairs of tickets and two sets of wristbands for the Bud Light tailgate. Again, I've not been to the Bud Light tailgate, but I would imagine that Bud Light...
Oh, I've been there.
I would imagine the tailgate is off the charts.
It's a good time. You do not want to miss out on an opportunity for... And again, free. I mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about giveaways. The key word, the key phrase is give away. We are giving away not just items and things, but experiences around here. So come out, lad.
Come hang out. We also have we're giving away two $25 Visa gift cards that you can do whatever the hell you want to with that. The raffle box is right up here to my left, your right, as you see our setup here. Put your name in that box, and we'll draw randomly throughout the show. We'll let you know what we're pulling for, and then and we'll go from there. Also, we have Texans defensive lineman Foley Fatakasi is joining us at 2:30. A little bit of adjustment. He said he's got to get in the weight room, get his lift in.
What?
So, yeah, he said he's got to get in that weight room.
Hey, have y'all seen Foley Fatakasi?
Hey, that interior defensive line, I need him to live in the weight room, all right? Get that extra weight room, get that extra weight work in.
He is every bit of 350 pounds.
Yeah, he's a good-sized fella. But he'll be joining us at 2:30-ish, right? So in our – Tyler, is that our second segment, middle of our second segment? So – stay plugged in there. College football analyst Danny Cannell, one of my favorite. I think he is a phenomenal college football analyst. He'll join us at 3 to break down this slate of college football games and really talk what's going on here in our great state of Texas. And then we'll be hitting this all day today. This Reppin' H-Town game. This is a Reppin' H-Town game. We saw the field yesterday, y'all. If you're a Texans fan, one thing is you ought to be absolutely stoked about what your organization has done with this, call it a rebrand if you want to. I think that's a terminology.
That's what it is.
But what they've done is a lot of professional sports organizations try it and they miss. My university at Arkansas, where I went to school, they've tried it a couple of times and swung and missed. We had anthracite uniforms one time. They were terrible, right? The Texans have absolutely hit a grand slam with this rebrand, and the field Sunday will be you'll be impressed.
I see some of it right here, right out here in New Caney.
Absolutely.
Right here at the Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, man. So you can already feel the energy.
Yeah, man. The new logo, the new color scheme, and they did it well. So all that's going on. And by the way, the Reppin' H-Town game is presented also by Bud Light. So, big shout-out to Bud Light for everything that they're doing. Ron Ugly's out today,
yeah.
Y'all. Ron's out
Ron.
Today.
One
Ron,
way or another.
Oh, can't say Tom Ball. I've already been reminded that Ron can't say Tom Ball. This is B. Scott. B. Scott can damn sure say Tom Ball.
I can say Tom Ball. Ron can't say Pearland either. He can't say Tom Ball, Pearland. Really, a lot of our local terms he struggles with. But I can definitely say Tom Ball for sure. I can say New Caney, too.
Brandon Scott is in the building for Ron. Tyler's on the ones and twos back at the studio. So come through, hang out with us again. 59 and 99, New Caney, Buffalo Wild Wings location. But look, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. We're at a spot with our Astros, man, where it's like we hadn't been here in 8 years. This is the eighth year, right? We hadn't been there. In a sense of the Astros going home early.
It's a weird spot, Clint.
I mean, early in general, forget about the fact that it was in the wild card round to the Detroit Tigers and A.J. Hinch, but just in general, we haven't been here. So it's unfamiliar ground for us, but we find ourselves here. And the immediate thoughts as Astros postseason turns to Astros offseason, I've got several that I want to hit today.
Yeah.
And we're going to hit them throughout the show. But I think the biggest one we talked about in the crosstalk, what do the Astros do with Alex Bregman? And just to catch you up, I mean, obviously he's a free agent. The Astros have 8 free agents. Some, I don't think anybody in the room is going to have a problem with watching them walk out the door. But there's a couple that are guys that, I mean, I would think the Astros fans would love to see in an Astros uniform longer, if not in their career here. And the headliner of that list is Alex Bregman. Right? Following the game yesterday, pretty quickly after the game, Alex Bregman tweeted, "Thank you, Houston," which, if you had plans of coming back or you felt good about coming back, I don't know that you grab your phone and boom, you shoot that tweet out. Now, there's a business side of that as well, that it could be negotiating through the media. This time it's social media. I understand that aspect as well. So, is Bregman gone?
I think so, Clint. I would be shocked. The fact that they haven't gotten a deal done, and let's just think about Astros' tendencies and how their signings work. Like, they normally, when they're going to bring a guy back, they normally agree to a deal well ahead of the time when a guy becomes a free agent. It's almost like you can book it. When a guy becomes a free agent, that's one of these sort of Astros institutional guys, you can write them off. See George Springer, see Carlos Correa. You could even go before that and look at some of the pitchers that they lost. So, obviously, it's not for sure, but would it shock me, would it surprise me if they were able to strike a deal with Alex Bregman, given the fact that they haven't been able to do so already? Yeah, that would surprise me. Now, having said all of that, if you're just asking me what I want and what I think they should do, I absolutely think they should be in the business of bringing back Alex Bregman for some of the reasons that I mentioned in the crosstalk. The contingency plan, the replacement for Alex Bregman, you got to think about two things. Are you either upgrading from Alex Bregman, or can you live with downgrading from Alex Bregman? And I think the answer to either is no, right? Like, I don't know if they're getting a better third baseman than Alex Bregman. And I damn sure don't think that they got somebody that's ready to step up and fill that void. And you're talking about the Astros and where they are right now in terms of their window. They're in a spot where they need to be getting better, right? Like, they had a point where they could afford attrition, where they could afford to lose talent because they had so much other talent around them. But that time is no longer. I don't feel like you can afford to be losing guys as good as Alex Bregman the way you could, say, in 2020 when you lost somebody as good as George Springer. It's not the same Astros anymore. So I think there's a different level of urgency and desperation to keep a guy like that. So I would say if it was me, I'd be doing everything I can to keep Alex Bregman. But the fact that they haven't been able to do it yet doesn't make me feel good about it, Clint.
Yeah, look, I don't know enough or really care to get into, like, how much money he's going to make or not make. That's for them to decide. And at the end of the day, that market is I would think, pretty steady for teams around the league.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an Astro problem, right? I mean, what Bregman's going to make is going to be a problem for three or four teams. Somebody's going to be willing to pay it.
Yeah, the Astros wouldn't pay any more or less than the next team would end up paying for Alex Bregman.
And if you look at these guys like Yordan Alvarez, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, B. Scott, I know you follow the contract side of things a little closer than I do, but but Yordan Alvarez was a team-friendly deal.
Yeah.
Right, you could,
like, 6 years, 120 something.
Altuve is a team friendly deal.
Yeah, even Bregman's deal that's expiring now was a team friendly deal.
Right, and you look at Justin Verlander was a big deal, but hell, the Mets picked up most of that deal this time. I'm talking about this time. The Mets picked up a huge chunk of what the money that he made.
Team friendly to the Astros, not so much to
correct.
The Mets.
So I mean, again, at some point in time, you know, Jim Crane's got to be willing to stick his neck out with a player. I understand the fear of boys a little bit older, and it's going to be 6, 7, 8 years, and it's going to – I get all that. But at some point in time – and I think this is your point as well – is the well is going to dry up.
That's exactly it.
In the system, right? And they've done a great job of this year plugging in pitchers that you know, were difference makers down the stretch. I'm just concerned that – at some point, that well's going to run dry, and you've let some serious leaders walk out the door along with some really talented guys. Here's Joe Espada post-game talking about the possibility of Bregman, whether he's done as an Astro or not.
Start with a person. You know, he's an incredible human being. I have gotten to know him very well, obviously, the last couple of years. But, you know, what he brings every single day, man, it's a coach's dream, right? He's one of the toughest guys I've ever been around. This guy's, you know, the definition of a baseball player is Alex Bregman. He loves the game of baseball. He loves the community. He loves people. He's not afraid of, you know, sharing his experiences. You know, he cares about everyone. So he's an incredible baseball player. And I hope I get an opportunity to continue to manage him here in Houston.
You know, I can only speak of, like, my journey in pro sports.
Yep.
The one, I told you this the other day, like, I feel like the one thing that I did in pro sports that a lot of guys didn't do was I was a part of several teams. You know, Kurt Warner talks about being a journeyman quarterback. Well, let me tell you about going to Europe twice in arena football 2 years, three different NFL teams. Let me tell you about being a journeyman, right, is you just don't come across many guys like that.
Yep.
There's a lot of really talented dudes, but I can count on one hand how many guys that a manager or a head coach would go to the podium and say what Joe Espada just said about Bregman. In my entire career, I can say I count on one hand how many guys that a manager would feel confident and comfortable in essentially putting his name and his career and everything on that particular player over a 12-year career of bouncing around all over America playing ball. Like, it's super rare, and it's just risky when you let that guy walk.
Yeah, so Lance McCullers, back when Lance McCullers was still healthy and playing baseball, he used to say, hey, you know, starting pitchers don't grow on trees, and I am a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. That was like his rebuttal to people that thought he needed to go to the bullpen. He's like, no, I'm a legitimate starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, and they don't grow on trees. Well, above average third baseman in Major League Baseball also don't grow on trees, and that's what Alex Bregman is. If you make the decision to move on from him, you damn sure better have a hell of a backup contingency plan of how you're going to replace him, because I can understand making the business decision, but you better have a plan behind it, because again, Clint, the Astros are in a space, and what did they learn from this series? The big lesson learned from this series is that, hey, whatever Astros arrogance we have as fans, as people that have consumed this game forever long, like, that well is going to run dry, and now the Astros are in a spot where they need to fill holes, not be creating them, right? Not be creating holes. You need to be filling holes. You need to be filling out or figuring out what you're going to do at first base.
Yeah.
Figuring out
yeah.
what you're going to do in center field long term. Figuring out what your starting rotation is going to look like with Yusei Kikuchi's rental expiring contract leaving.
Who's that?
That's Yusei Kikuchi,
okay.
I say.
Yeah.
I love Kikuchi!
Yeah,
yes, I
too.
Do. Yes, I do indeed. Like you've got all of these things going on. Don't create problems where they need not exist. And to me, not signing Alex Bregman, given the state of where you are right now as a franchise, to me, not signing Alex Bregman is creating a problem that should not exist.
Yeah, look, I agree. Look, Altuve is a guy that is I heard the In the Loop guys talking about it earlier. There's like five or six different cuts of Altuve letting the front office know how important Alex Bregman is. Two things I know is Altuve likes Kikuchi, and
who doesn't?
I think Altuve likes Bregman as well. Here's Altuve on Alex Bregman.
I don't want to get to the idea of thinking about last game with Breggy. Like I said 2 weeks ago, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be our third baseman next year. We have to. He's, you know, we're not going to be the same organization without him. So in my mind, there's not a chance that this is the last game.
Yeah.
Look, and I know Altuve's not the kind of guy to even and it's going to come across wrong because I'm not saying he's not capable of doing it, but I don't think Altuve's the kind of guy that's going to craft his statements to manipulate the front office one way or another about his partner. You know what I mean? Like, he is literally speaking from cuff. He's speaking from his heart. And I think it's genuine, sincere thoughts and feelings about the guy. Again, when your teammates feel that way about you, whoo, that's a tough one to let walk, man.
Let me give you one key stat, one baseball nerd number before we go to break. Alex Bregman, among Major League Baseball third basemen, okay, tied for third most valuable Major League third baseman in baseball this year, okay? So that to me speaks for itself. Forget politicking from Jose Altuve, not to say that it doesn't matter, but get out your feelings for a second, whether you feel a way about how he starts seasons or feel a way about how the Astros ended this season, not really competing much against the Tigers in this series. Alex Bregman is tied for third most valuable. This is according to Fangraphs, wins above replacement. Third most valuable third baseman in all of Major League Baseball. Do you want that or do you not?
I want it. I'm in. I'm in. I'm a fan. I'm in. I want it. I want him to keep this thing together and keep us rolling. Get that checkbook out, Mr. Crane. Make it happen, baby. All right, we're up at Buffalo Wild Wings, New Caney, 59-99. That voice you heard right there is Brandon Scott. I'm Clint Sterner. He's in for Ron Ugly. We are the drive. Again, come through, hang out with us. Big shout out to Bud Light for making it happen. Buffalo Wild Wings for having us. We've got raffle items, including tickets to the Texans game, including wristbands to the Bud Light tailgate that we're raffling off here. We've got $25 Visa gift cards that you can spend wherever the hell you want. And guess what? Coming up next, we got Texans defensive lineman who apparently is in the gym right now getting a little workout in, which I love hearing that. He's not just breaking bread in the locker room. He's in there getting that work in and trying to keep that strength up during the season. Texans D-line Foley Fatakasi is joining us next segment, 2:30-ish. So stay plugged in right here on Sports Radio 610. That's next.